With me right now is the president of the North Carolina chapter of the NAACP, Reverend William Barber. And Reverend Barber, I must tell you, you're out there in the community representing us and getting understanding and marching and all those good things. We thank you so very much for doing what you do.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Well, Reverend Barber, I asked you to be here with me today because I wanted to ask you about some clarification on some new rulings that restore same-day registration and counting out of precinct ballots. And I knew if anybody could give me what we needed to know about these new rulings as far as voting, it would be you.
Well, first of all, let me say hello to all your listeners and thank you for being such a key to informing them. You have such an informed listenership. You know, we've been battling because this year in North Carolina, we saw the leadership of our General Assembly try to strip voting laws that have been used by North Carolinians for the last three elections. In fact, they did. They voted to roll back voter laws, and we took them to court. In the Middle District, we asked for an injunction until we can have a full hearing next year.
Mm-hmm.
The Middle District Court said no, but three panel judge federal court wrote an opinion saying that it was unconstitutional for the General Assembly and the current leadership of the governor to, in fact, deny same-day registration and out-of-precinct voting because it adversely and discriminatorily hurt African Americans. So now, the Fourth Circuit said that they put what's called a stay on the law, which means the law cannot be implemented until we have a full trial next year. What that means, as of right now,
mm-hmm.
unless the Supreme Court does something different, and we hope that they will not, that on the 23rd of October, when early voting starts, you can go register and vote at the same time.
Gotcha.
Just like you did in 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011, and 2012.
Yes.
So we're going back to what we were already doing, which is the status quo.
Great.
Now, for if you want to register, but what we're saying to people is don't wait on that because we don't know. The Supreme Court could say five members of it. We think we've got at least four votes, but five could say no. We're going to allow the law to go forward even though it's discriminatory.
Mm-hmm.
That means that then if that happens, the last day to register is October the 10th.
That's Friday.
Which is Friday. So what we're saying to people is register now. Go register to your local boards of election. If you know people that are not registered, go pick up the form, fill it out for them, take it there. Check your registrations, do all of that now.
Great.
And then if we find out that the law is still, you know, that the injunction holds on the 23rd, you can register and vote at the same time. Last thing, Melissa, on the 23rd, we're asking everybody to march to the polls. Everybody that's registered that can vote, march to the polls. Don't wait till November. Vote early.
Gotcha. Now, Reverend Barber, what about the precincts, out-of-precinct ballots? I know in the past they've been told if they went to the wrong precinct, your vote will not count. But this new law says it will.
Well, it's kind of confusing.
Yeah.
For up until 2012, you went to the out-of-precinct vote, but they still would cast it. They would count it.
Absolutely.
And cast it as it related to statewide and federal elections. In fact, they have to count it. Federal law says they have to at least count it.
Mm-hmm.
The new law that the General Assembly government says that we'll count it, but then we won't count it. In other words, we'll say they came in, but then we'll discard it. Well, the courts just said, no, that's discriminatory, too. So as of right now, if you go to the wrong precinct accidentally, which can happen,
right?
Your vote will be counted unless in the next few days the Supreme Court says no. That so it's kind of convoluted. But hear this: it doesn't matter if you early vote.
Gotcha. See,
that's the whole point. So what we want people to do is vote early. That only applies on election day, November the 4th. In the early voting, all of the ballots are available. It doesn't matter where you go in early voting because all the ballots from every precinct are at the early voting site. So what African Americans should be doing, this is my straight from my Civil Rights 101. If somebody's trying to take a right from you, you ought to get right mad. Because my grandma said, you ought to get right mad.
I love
and
it.
Vote just because they're trying to take it, you know. It's kind of like Melissa. One day, I like M&M's. I have to admit that. I'm gonna admit that on air.
Me too, Reverend Barber. I like them too.
Okay. With the nuts, you know the ones.
Yeah.
And so one day, my wife was about to catch me. She's a nurse, and I knew she was gonna take my M&M's. I just knew she was gonna take my M&M's. I put the whole bag in my mouth, and I had a sugar. And of course, I haven't done that since because I had a sugar low. You know, that all that sugar hit my system.
Yes.
But the point is, just the fact that she was trying to take them made me
mad.
Even if people are trying to take the right, deny the right, or even abridge the right that people died for, and you have listeners on this radio station whose parents couldn't vote because of the color of their skin or because
Absolutely.
They couldn't read, just that ought to make you fight mad.
All right. So we want to stress early voting, and that's October
23rd. October 23rd is early voting. Register now, and then then get everybody you know that didn't register, and they can go and register at the same time. But don't count on that. Let the 23rd be gravy.
Right, gotcha.
But the meat is go register between now and the 10th, and tell them that Melissa and Reverend Barbara told you to do it.
Absolutely, absolutely. They can also go to our website, thelightnc.com. There's a link there that'll take you straight to getting yourself registered for voting. And if you know anybody else who hasn't registered, they can go to our link as well. So, Reverend Barber, thank you. I know you have a busy schedule, but I appreciate you taking the time to explain all of this to me and our Light listeners.
And you know our theme this year. We're starting our 71st State Convention in Fayetteville that starts tomorrow night, and we'll be our lawyers are fighting, we'll be focused. But here's our thing. We shall not be moved. The fight for justice now. Not what our foreparents did. It's what we must do now.
Amen. Reverend Barber, thanks once again. God bless you.
And take care.
Keep doing what you're doing, okay?
Thank you now.
All right. Bye-bye.